Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about our Heavenly Father, talking about some of His titles and names. And by learning more about His titles and names, it enhances our worship towards Him and can help us to receive more blessings from Him. And yesterday we talked about Him being our fortress in Psalm 18 verse 2. That's where we left off. And He is our fortress. Greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world. If we turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, conform us into the image of Yeshua, then He's a fortress for us. Hallelujah. And the devil can't penetrate that successfully. And another title of the Father is that He's our provider. Jeremiah 31 verse 35. Jeremiah 31 verse 35. He's our provider. You don't have to look to man or woman. Look to Him. He's our provider. He'll use people, but He'll provide for us. He'll take care of us because He's our daddy. He's our father. Hallelujah. And there's nobody that can provide for us like He can. He can bless us with blessings that are like surprises. How did that happen? And every trail goes right back to Him. Every trail of those blessings go right back to Him. And Isaiah 41 verse 14, Isaiah 41 verse 14, He's our Redeemer. He's the one that has redeemed us from sin. And in Ezekiel 16, it talks about that we were in an open field, hallelujah, and He came to us and said, "Do you want to live?" And we said, "Yes." See, He's the one that initiated salvation. He quickened us, Ephesians 2, 1, who were dead in trespasses and sins. He's the one. He's the one that redeemed us. And He can redeem you out of any situation you're going through right now, because He already paid the price. Hallelujah. Just apply His blood over any situation you're going through, and you will win as long as He has access to every part of your being. And Isaiah 33, verse 21, Isaiah 33, verse 21, another title is that he's the mighty one. He's mighty. He's the almighty. He's mighty. He's not weak. He's mighty. And we can rely on Him for strength because He's the mighty one. Hallelujah. He's the mighty one. There's no reason to fear unless you're giving place to the devil. There's no reason to fear because the Father is the mighty one. He's mighty on our behalf. In Psalm 45, verse 3 to 4, He's the mighty warrior. He just loves to fight. Of course, He always wins. He never loses. And that's why it's called the good fight of faith, because He never loses. And we never lose if we hold on to Him. He's a mighty warrior. He's the captain of the host. He's a mighty warrior. And Job 16, verse 9, verse 19, Job 16, verse 19, He's our advocate. He stands up for us. The devil is the accuser of the brethren, but our daddy stands up for us. Hallelujah. He's our advocate. And Hebrews 13, verse 6, Hebrews 13, verse 6, He's our helper. He'll help us. We just don't fulfill our purpose without Him. He's the one that, through us, fulfills our purpose, fulfills our destiny, helps us to reach people. He speaks to His children through us. Hallelujah. That's why, to me, one of the greatest ministries is to stand in the gap between Him and His people and allow Him to speak through us to help these people. And so many people that we've ministered to are saying, "How did you know that?" Well, it's their daddy that told us to tell them. It's not us. It's their daddy. So He's our helper. If you need help today, He's the helper. In Psalm 18, verse 2 and 3, Psalm 18, verse 2 and 3, He's our rock. He's the one we can hold on to. If any storms come our way, we can just hold on to that rock. Hold on to that rock tight. He's our rock. He's stable. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Hallelujah. He'll always take care of us. We can hold on to Him, and He loves that. Even earthly fathers love when their children are dependent upon them and hold on to them tight. How much more does He when we hold on to Him tight and He's being our rock? In 1 Timothy 1, verse 1, He's our hope. 1 Timothy 1, verse 1, He's our hope. You may not know what's facing you tomorrow, but you can have hope that He's there already. And if He allows something to come into your life, He's going to bring the good out of it. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Nothing can separate you from His love. Hallelujah. And you have that hope. that nobody can shake. In Isaiah 64, verse 8, he's the potter and we're the clay. Isaiah 64, verse 8, he's the potter and we're the clay. He wants to make us. He wants to shape us. Allow him to have his way. Don't hold anything back from him. If he tells you, I have to get this pride out of the way, this jealousy out of the way, don't argue with him. You can't. You can rebuke this Satan, but you can't rebuke the Father. He's not going to leave that situation until he wins. So you might as well give in to him. Because he's trying to conform us into the image of Yeshua. And by the way, I use Yeshua because, of course, that was Jesus' Hebrew name when he was on earth. Yeshua. And in John 17, verse 11 and 2, he's our protector. He's our protector. Hallelujah. We read Psalm 91 on the broadcast the other day. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. John 17, verse 11 and 12. He's our protector. He'll protect us from anything. Any plan the enemy has, the Father can protect us. Now, the idea is not to give place to the devil. Not to give place to the devil. And again, if you turn your flesh over to him, allow him, the Father, and allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, then the devil has no access. The only access Satan has to us is through the flesh. But if you turn the flesh over to the Father, it becomes his responsibility. And the last person the devil wants to meet by coming against our flesh is the Father. He can't win. He can't win. And remember, Satan is a created being. The Father created him. The Bible says in Isaiah 54 that he's a created waste. He works with the same voice that you and I do, the Father. And the Father controls him. But you got to make sure you don't give place to Satan. Because he can get strong if you give place. But he has no power if you turn everything over to the Father. Hallelujah. The Father's our protector. He's our protector. He's our protector. Hallelujah. You don't have to run to anybody to protect you but the Father. The Father may use people. He uses police and so forth. But the Father's the one that ultimately protects us. In Malachi 3 verse 3, he's a refiner. He's the one that's refining us and getting the gold out of our lives. Getting the impurities out of our lives. Bringing the gold out of our lives and taking the impurities out. Taking those impurities out. You may not think you have any impurities, but without him, we stink spiritually. And he takes those impurities out, and it's through the fire. He's a refiner. Hallelujah. Trying to make us so valuable in his work by refining us and conforming us into the image of Yeshua. That's our main purpose, is to allow the Father to conform us into the image of Yeshua. I mean, you may feel, well, I want to be a pastor for him, a teacher of evangelists, apostles, and so forth, but our main purpose is to allow him to sanctify us, conform us into the image of Yeshua. Without holiness, no man shall see him. He wants us to perfect holiness in his fear. And he's our refiner. And he's working on you. He's working on you. Sometimes you may think it's Satan, but it's the Father trying to get to that situation in your life that he can change. He wants you to look back on a situation that happened to you and allow his blood to cover it, never for it to come up again. See? He wants to take that out of your thought patterns. Hallelujah. It doesn't want to affect your now and your future by what happened in the past. And sometimes it's good things that happened in the past. The Father moved for you in the past in a certain way, and you expect him to move that same way now. No, it's different now and in the future. He doesn't have to move the same way. So he really wants us to get closer to him, and as we allow him to work in our lives, again, we become more like Yeshua. And Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6, Jeremiah 50, verse 6, he's our resting place. We can rest in him. We can just hang out with him and just tell him everything that's on our heart. He never gets tired of listening to us. We just need to rest in his arms. Even when you're at work and people are coming against you, just rest in him, because the greater one lives within you. And he wants to prepare a table right in front of your enemies, for you, right in front of your enemies. They can't stop it. The reason why some of the people are acting up on your job is because you got something they don't have and they wish they have. And that's him inside of you. But he's your resting place. You can just rest in him and his word, rest in his protection. Well, these titles that have been mentioned on the broadcast, you can just rest that those are his titles. And they're all about him and describe him. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 8, he's the righteous judge. He judges righteously. if somebody's coming against you and they're in the wrong, he's going to rule for you. Don't worry about it. If people are holding back money from you, he's going to rule for you. He's the righteous judge. And when he says it's over and they have to do this, they have to do it. Everybody responds to him. Everybody reports to him. Whether it be thrones, principalities, mice, or dominions, the world created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. He's above all. Hallelujah. Again, I said before, he's mighty. He's the almighty. Hallelujah. And he wants to be the righteous judge. And he'll judge those people that are coming against you. And he'll win for you. Because his word is the last word. We want to go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact if you can. If not, just agree with me. Father, I ask that your healing and deliverance happen right now on these people. Father, touch them from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. Free them up. Deliver them from anything that's not of you, Father, as they turn everything over to you. And we're giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My website is henrywalker.org. There's about 250 prophetic messages on there. I've written three books. The first one is Seasons, which talks about different feast days of Yeshua and how he fulfilled every one of those feast days. And with the exception of three, which will be filled in the end times. My second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year and how in the Word, the Father did particular things on those months of the year, and he wants to repeat them. But it's on a Hebrew calendar. It's not a Gregorian calendar. It's on a Hebrew calendar. And you can use that book in conjunction with my biblical calendar page on henrywalker.org, and you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, and each feast day of the year 2020. So when you know a month is approaching, you can read my book and expect those things to happen in your life. It's powerful. And also, in that same book, I talk about the hours of the day that the Father mentions in the Word, how he did things on those hours of the day, and he wants to repeat them. There's a certain hour of the day when his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. And you need to know that. And you got to remember that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. 12 hours of the night and 12 hours of the day. Hallelujah. And my third book that I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, or Explaining the Trinity, and you get so much comfort out of reading that book. It's so powerful. And these books we want to give to you at our course. And the course is $5 each. You know, we're not making any money on it. We just want to get these books into your hands because they're powerful end time warring weapons. And again, the $5 each, which is our course, or if you have the money, we'll send them to you free. We just want to get them to you because to equip you in these last days, you need to know his timing and his seasons. How is he moving? So you can adapt yourself to his seasons. And also, I want to remind you that our broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. If you miss one of them, you can catch it at night. If you miss the morning, catch it at night. But also, if you go to WCNO.com and click on demand, you can go back to any previous broadcast by using the arrow, going back and click on God's Timing is Everything, and go back to any previous broadcast. Hallelujah. And from my friends in the Bahamas, if you want to call me for prayer, and it's very expensive, just email me at henrywalker.org, click on contact, email me your name, your phone number, and I'll be glad to call you back. I'll pay for the phone call. And but just make sure you turn everything over to the Father so we can be in agreement. Hallelujah. And don't forget, too, if anybody wants to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry to help with the broadcast, there's the address at the end of the broadcast. And remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Enjoying and